Welcome back. Once again, you're here, Drinks with Friends, with your hosts, Madison Ray.
And that guy, Ry, coming at you a day early on this fine, partly cloudy, kind of hot, end of summer-ish.
You know, this week has kind of felt like September out, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I've loved it.
I'm a fall guy.
Yeah, cold weather guy in general. I need it.
Is it because we're big boned?
Possibly. I've never liked heat, though. Even when I was not big boned, I was just like, this shit is unpleasant.
Things are wet that I don't want to be wet, and it's not here for it.
Never had swamp sack then. One thing I found in my old age is gold dot.
Good plug.
Hey.
Good plug.
Yeah.
Speaking of plugs, this podcast is brought to you by Andro DSM, Power Up.
And Susie Sweet Treat, Secret Ingredients Love,
Not Cocaine.
It's August in Iowa. You know what that means. People are flocking
to the Iowa State Fair. So first off, let me say, fuck the fair.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree.
But we're going to talk about it anyway.
Yep, because I have to go.
Oh,
yeah,
rough pumpkins, bro.
It really is. So I got to go walk around with an 8- and a 3-year-old at the Iowa State Fair.
I wish y'all could see his face right now.
They're home napping right now in preparation, so they're going to be like fresh
and
ready to go.
Yeah. They're about to go hard.
And I'm about to be miserable because I hate it. I hate the fair.
You know, it's...
Born and raised in Iowa, I've been to this thing 5 times, and it's never...
Every
been a
time
fun
I've
time.
Gone, it's not a good time.
Yeah. Like, let me get...
Like, what's that smell? You know?
It's animals.
I know what it
it's
is.
It's swamp sack.
Like,
back fat. Like, there's so much wrong.
But it's the second biggest fair in the United States of America.
Oh, are we second now? I know for a while we were like up there, like on one of the lists of the things like in America that you have to do is
come to the Iowa State Fair. Man, fuck that shit. Okay, let me say this as a performer. I've had the opportunity to perform at the fair one time.
Yeah.
Never went back.
Yeah.
The blatant disrespect from the fair. Like, organizers, like, if you're not some main stage celebrity, they don't give a shit about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just basically just shoveling as much talent
as they can. Just
into
something
the fair.
For people to see for 10 days, because apparently this fucking thing needs to be 10 days long.
No. I would say 4 tops.
Yeah. I say you can get it done in 3.
Like, it's a long weekend.
Yeah. Like, all right. So, now, don't get me wrong. There's cool things that the fair does.
Okay.
Like, they do a lot of community stuff, like art. So they have different competitions with, like, local talent and stuff where you can go and submit your stuff and have people see it and all this, that, and the other.
Yep.
It's like a vendor fair for the 7 fucking farmers that are left that can't afford to feed their families, but they can go see a $1 million combine at this thing. There's concerts and comedians and washed up artists that come to the main stage.
By the way, shout out to my homie Alisa Woods, holding down the baking side, Blue Ribbon Baker.
Nice.
She goes to the fair every year and crushes it.
That's what's up.
Her baked goods are deserving. They're
nice.
They're incredible.
That's what's up.
They're beautiful. They're delicious. It's all the things.
All the things they should be.
Yeah. Oh. And shout out to the homie for holding it down. And going for that blue ribbon.
Way to go, kid. Proud of you. This whole thing, I was talking to people. I honestly did not find out that I had to go until last night. Like, all of a sudden it was just like, oh, the kids are talking and they want to go to the fair. What? Like, hold on. Wait a minute. I thought we talked about this before it started. We said we weren't going to go this year. Like, I thought that was...
You got played, homie.
I did. So, after we're done with this, I'm going to go home and I'm going to smoke at least 1, maybe 2 blunts just so I can get my mind right for this thing. Put on my sunglasses.
Is that even possible? I don't even know. Like,
I'm pretty sure I can get stoned enough to be okay with it.
Because everything's like so expensive and then you got to like park like a million miles away.
Hopefully we can do the whole thing where we maybe just park and take the bus.
Yeah.
Because
or just park at somebody's lawn.
I don't know, because then I gotta pay for that shit.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
here's $10. I'm gonna fuck up your yard.
Right. Like,
it's flower bed.
People
fuck,
make
fuck
like people. You know, so this is wild, right? So last year, I worked with this lady. She has since moved to a different employment. who would take the fair off, and her family would like get their camper and they would go and live at the fair for like the 10 days. Like, they would go live in a camper, tight spaces, limited amenities, like yeah. tiny like shoe closet, shower, like for 10 days because they want to be close to the fair. They would pay for this privilege.
Yeah.
Then they would have to pay for all their food and stuff at the fair. She also knew people that would work there, so she would take time off from her regular job, but then still go work at her friend's booth at the fair in sweltering heat, serving up funnel cakes.
Yeah.
I don't get...
I know vendors, actually, who make their whole year
yeah.
in those 10 days.
Yeah. There are people who live around there, pay their mortgage off of letting people park at their house.
Yeah.
Like charging, you know, if you live within a block or two of the fairgrounds, like, yo, $20 for you to park here, and you can fit eight, nine cars on your lot.
You keep flipping them every few hours.
Yeah, then, bruh, I get
for
like,
10 days.
Right?
Damn.
Yeah.
I also heard they're bragging something like 60 concerts
okay.
this year at the fair.
Yeah.
Which is, that's impressive.
It is.
You know, like, you know, I'm trying to do a, you know, a run of positive things here, yeah. Ryan, okay?
Let me just... No, by all means, live your life. Help me feel less bitter about what I have to do today. Because I'm really not happy. I'm not happy.
I mean, you know, like, it seems to range from, like, washed up
mm-hmm.
stuff to, you know, actually Slipknot.
Yeah?
Is, okay, sidebar.
I mean, Slipknot kind of makes
Slipknot
sense.
Slipknot is killing it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're having like a legitimate like comeback.
Yeah.
Not on some nostalgia shit, but like as like a second wave or a second coming yeah. of this band. Because like, all right, they just released a whiskey,
right?
So now they're in the hooch game.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor is like serious dollars,
yeah.
especially if your brand and your like thing is attached
yeah.
to it.
At least until weed is legalized nationwide.
Yeah. Right. right.
Then you better switch gears, yeah, homie.
Then Rat will come back as a top dog once again.
Yep.
No, but so they released this whiskey. Like they have a new album that's out. They actually had like the. So this last weekend was like SummerSlam weekend for WWE.
Yeah.
Slipknot was one of their theme songs.
Nice.
So we're talking like really big global
yeah.
like coverage on what's going on, and it all is happening in one weekend, right?
Yeah.
So album comes out, WWE coverage. They got the whiskey,
yeah.
and then they're here in the Iowa State Fair of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Like to do a show, and like I heard it was like a record-setting attendance.
Uh-huh. I also heard that there were less people arrested at that concert than there were at one of the country concerts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the notion of rock and roll being scary, lies.
Yeah,
lies.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hear people yell at me.
Yeah,
but
I won't unpack that any further.
Yeah.
Shout out to my homie, the big dog Pat Williams.
Hey,
DJ Phase 2. He was. Watching the show, like he's
worked with them before.
Worked
yeah.
with them for years. I mean, he's seen thousands of shows,
yeah.
and some of their biggest moments, he's been like right there with them
yeah.
on the road. And he was saying that like this is probably like one of the best, like tightest things that they've done out of all the stuff he's seen
nice.
And witnessed firsthand. That like that show that they put on at the fair was like just a cut above.
Good for them.
So it looks like they're really firing on all cylinders. Like really, like yeah. I said, angling for a true comeback and not on some weird like Nelly nostalgia type stuff.
Right. That's what's up. Good for them.
Which is like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And you know, because they're from here, it's a really nice little local rub and all that kind of thing to, you know, kind of come to your hometown and crush it and have mm-hmm. 17,000 people in attendance.
Yeah.
Sell out. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's great. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what's so incredible to me about this notion of the fair and their concert series, that they will put on stuff like that, but then also will have like...
Well, Gabriel Iglesias was there, the comedian.
Right.
Fluffy was
right.
just there the other night, which is cool. Like,
yeah.
some variety and action.
Or like Jason Derulo, you know, that great value usher.
Yeah.
What? Am I wrong now?
No.
I thank you.
Jason, but you can turn to a positive thing. You say like Usher without the herpes.
Do you love Usher but hate the herpes? Let me tell you about Jason Derulo.
We're going to hell.
Oh, well, it'll be fun.
Yeah, but so, yeah, that's good. Cool. They got that. They do lots of things for the rural communities, you know, that 4-H gang. Like they got animals and people that are really proud of that.
And, you know, and I guess, again, trying to bring some positivity.
Yeah, before and, I tell you how I really
and
feel.
And some silver lining. To the, yeah, like this is a big thing for Iowa as a state.
Yeah.
You know, and I think part of it
helps
is
the economy.
Being kind of jaded that we're here where the fairgrounds happen to be, like, being close to the thing makes you kind of like...
You work on the east side sometimes. How's that?
You know?
I had to go over there the other night for something, and I was heated. Like, I was mad. AF.
What were you mad about?
The traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's bad. It's bad. The traffic is terrible.
And honestly, if people act like they had some sense, it wouldn't be that bad. But everybody's like frustrated that the traffic is bad, so they want to try and get over on the next person, which is end up causing problems. Like,
right.
People like speed the head just to slam on the brakes to try and get on the lane to get on the freeway to get up out of there, and like all this dumb shit. I'm like,
it actually exacerbates the problem as opposed
to
having any real remedy.
Right.
No, yeah, you. Yep. Surprise, people are dicks. What? They're selfish? What?
Oh, man.
What? If you think that's crazy, let me tell you about our president. So the thing is, you know, but the thing is, I've actually, in a weird way, I've really come to like appreciate like East Side culture.
Okay. Like a zoo?
Rude. No.
Well.
No. I'll say no. No, the thing is, while shit is kind of wild over on the East Side, this is true.
Yeah.
There is like a weird, low-key, unspoken kind of code of ethics.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of dope. Like once you're like in, you're in.
Okay.
You know, like your family.
Yeah.
You just have to
East Side pride.
You just have to get in. Yeah. Really. That's really what it is. It's like they're gonna look at you sideways until they people feel that they can trust you.
Yeah.
And once you have that, then you're like
in there.
Yeah.
Like swimwear.
Like it's real. Water. It's real. And you know, like it there are real good people that like they want to care about you, they want to take care of you, they want to help you out however they can. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you just have to get past the roughness. Mm-hmm. You gotta kind of take your lumps a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like
I feel like you're talking about black people.
Kinda. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing is there's an old article, but it was talking about demographically the relationship between country fans and hip hop fans is that statistically they're very very similar, but they're pitted against each other as if they're polar opposites.
Right.
But really, it's just it's poor people music. Like,
I mean, that's how racism started.
Yeah, anyway. Like, right. Really, but really, that's what it is. It's like when you start to really like look at each other. And you start to understand, oh, no, you're actually, like, you're kind of my people.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, but people are way stronger together.
So. Right. Yeah. And so the thing is, it is very much in that same kind of thing. It's like, you gotta kind of prove that you're not afraid, that you can hang, that you respect the culture.
That's where I have the problem.
And then once you're in, well, that's the thing is, understand that, like, these are our peers now. Right. You understand? So so that's the thing. Is that you actually have more in common with them than you would have, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
So, like, so you'd probably actually have a lot more in common to, like, really chop it up about and realize that, oh, yeah. Like, we good.
Yeah. I'm just a son.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Like, I used to have that same kind of like, trepidation and fear myself where I was like, you know, I don't really feel like I belong here. The shit I like, the shit I'm into might not be so like easily accepted. What do I do? Like, what's the move to make? Yeah. And then once I kind of like figured it out, it was smooth sailing. You know what I mean? Like once you find that common ground,
we good.
Exactly. It's just
And that's I think you basically just kind of broke down what the fair is. It's a whole bunch of common ground. People want to go and get like good to you, horrible for you, food on sticks. The spectacle of it all, because that's what it is. It's a fucking spectacle.
This is true. Like, this is true.
Biggest pig and shit. Like,
The butter sculptures.
Right. This year they're doing Sesame Street butter sculptures, in case you ever want to see a fucking butter Big Bird. They got that for you.
I just love the idea of just like gassing up the announcement. Like, y'all ain't ready for this, okay? All right, check it out. Sesame Street in butter.
Life size.
Right. Oh, you mean like a, what, like a 6-inch? No. 6 feet of butter.
The people have been working on for months. In a refrigerated room. Gotta keep that shit cold. Last time I went to the fair, we went, they have a reptile house, like snakes and shit, and like the 10-foot boa constrictor. Got a picture with Riley and a 10-foot boa constrictor. People were like, why would you put your son in danger like that? And I'm like, I put him in danger by taking him to the fair. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it big. Like, could this snake eat my son? Sure. Could he also get trampled by the fat motherfucker and the Daisy Dukes when they hear that there's fresh pork chops on a stick? Yes, we're in here. We're gonna try it.
That's bold. That's bold.
I hate it. I hate it so bad. They're like, oh, Riley wants to ride on rides. And I'm like, I think you can ride like the big slide, but now I gotta like put my son out here on these carny games where, you know, like bolts and shit are shaking and shit's falling apart. And like, bro, I love my child. I'm not trying to put him in danger like that. I feel like a bad dad for even taking him to the ride park, because you know that shit is not bad. If they pass safety inspections. That shit was a bribe.
Right.
Like, I don't believe
it. Like, just because you passed doesn't mean that you, like, crushed it.
It's like NFL players and their college degrees. Like, y'all niggas didn't really have to go to class, okay? Like,
cool. I'm really glad you have a degree in urban planning.
Yeah, way to go, buddy. You want to go work in a park when you're done. Like, I'm out of here. I can't.
No, but you touched on the food culture.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that a little bit.
Now, I will admit I'm about to be on some real dope fat kid shit when I go.
See?
Like.
Something for everybody, yeah. Right?
I mean, because it's been a long time since I had a funnel cake. You know, I'm grown now, so it's not like you go to, like, a bunch of experiences where you get fucking funnel cakes.
Okay. Share a little game with our listeners. Mm. If you need to make friends, bring funnel cake.
Yeah.
Or, like, buy funnel cake,
yeah.
And everyone will then ask you, hey, where'd you get that funnel cake?
Yep.
Just like that. Instantly popular.
Yeah.
Like, people get deep in their feelings over this fried dough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, understandably so.
It's downright American.
Yeah. There is a bit of the spectacle of, like, what are they going to fry,
uh-huh,
and what are they going to put on a stick?
Yeah.
Or what are they going to fry and put on a stick?
Right.
You know, in that, I feel like it just gets kind of just more and more ridiculous of, like, well, what if we...
I feel like they hit that wall, though, a few years ago, because it was a big deal when they did fried butter.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in and of itself, doesn't even make any sense, because it would melt. But whatever, I didn't try it. But I feel like after that year, they kind of, like, were like, all right, guys, chill. Like, we need... You've done it all now. Let's go for flavor instead of spectacle.
Right, at this point. If you could make good food,
right,
that would also be nice.
Yeah. So yeah, and you know, like, people at work all week have been talking about what they tried. So there's a couple things that I'm like, all right, so apparently they got these, like, apple pie egg roll things that I'm interested in. I see how that goes.
See, that sounds pretty good.
Right. Probably get my caveman on and get a turkey leg, because, okay, you know, who doesn't like meat on its own stick?
Right. But the stick is built in.
Right, and I can club people with it.
Right. Like, get out of my way. Bam.
I don't drink, so I don't give a fuck about beer tents.
Like, yeah.
It's not. People are like, oh, they have funnel cake beer. They have jalapeno beer. They have pickle. I think I don't drink beer. Like,
so yuck.
Yeah. Especially $9-$10 lukewarm beer. Like, there's no effing way that's about.
Right. Like, hey, bro, wait, what you got there? Oh, I got a Bud Light. Oh, how much is it? $9.
Oh,
for what?
Right. I'm a lemonade fan. I'll probably get a lemonade.
Yeah.
Because that shit's good. It's fresh squeezed. It's got a whole half a lemon in it. They got a half a lemon, not a whole half a lemon. You know what I mean? And then a souvenir cup, if that's your bag. I really don't give a fuck about the cup. I'm hoping I can keep this trip inside a cool 90 minutes. I know that's not going to happen.
That ain't going to happen, though.
But I got faith in the 3-year-old.
Oh, that she'll hit that wall pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, Daddy, I don't want to walk anymore.
Right.
I guess we got to go.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah, I think Beans is going to be my
my pinky savior. Hurts. Yeah. I guess we got to go.
Yep. if you see a bearded black dude push down a pretty 3-year-old girl and then be like, oh, we got to go, don't say shit, all right? I got a plan I'm working on over here.
Oh, you tripped.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Oh,
I felt like something pushed me. No. I saw the whole thing. Nothing pushed you.
The ghost of the fair. And then she's like, ghost, we got to go. And I'll be like, bam, let's go.
We're back your shit. We out of here. All right. What? Any other foods that you've heard about that you're looking forward to?
No, because that's the point. But, like, I'm only interjecting these conversations, like, when I'm forced to be. Like, it's not like something that I'm reaching out, like, oh, what sounds good? Because I'm going to go. I need to know what I need to try.
Right.
No, I thought I wasn't going to go. And so now I'm trying to, like, pull from the ether, like, things that I heard about that might make this miserable experience a little bit less miserable.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling.
Yeah, I feel like the quality and quantity of the food that is there, like, you almost have to, like, fast before you go.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like you'll get, like, 3 things and knock out 10,000 calories.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Like, I got the meat sweats after the first stand.
Right. Like, I took a bite. Meat sweats.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not, this is not me trying to be some, like, health nut. I'm not on that tip right now. It's just that thing of, like, that's a lot of fried shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, and there, also because you're at the fair, like, there tends to be a spectacle of, like, oh, it's a really big sandwich for some reason. Yeah. Or,
like, it needs to be giant. Like, like, fried Oreos, like, I don't need 6 of them. You know?
Right? Okay.
I'm like, now 6 Oreos in a regular setting, sure, no problem.
I feel like even 6 Oreos in a regular setting, I'd be like,
it's a bit much.
Like, let me get 4.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not gonna hate myself after the 6. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, but 6 fried ones? Like, okay, maybe between all 4 of us, like,
we'll
split that. But, I mean, for the people that go, it's like, oh, I gotta get this, and I'm banging them out, like, pow, 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 pow.
Your poor stomach.
Right? Like, your poor toilet. Like, I can't.
Nah,
that's another thing.
You'll never poop again.
It's another place with trough toilets, which don't do it for me for dudes. Like, if you're a guy, okay, or you identify as such, or you happen to use that restroom, and you're familiar with the urinals, the trough urinal is the nasty shit.
That shit's fucking vile.
Like, first of all, why you need however many dudes can fit around and just stand there holding their dicks peeing into a bathtub? Like, I don't.
That's the gayest I've ever heard in my life.
Like, everybody, like, trying not to, like, it's like, and then it's like what you do, like, what do you do? Because male bathroom.
Who's peeing splashing me, bro?
Right? And then they got, like, male bathroom etiquette where it's like, you're not really supposed to, like, engage with other people. So it's like, but I'm either, like, focusing on it, then I got all these dicks in my peripheral.
Peripheral dicks.
I'm looking at somebody in the eye, like,
who gonna blink first?
Right? Hey, bro, I'm just here to handle business.
Right, but then that eye contact, you know, that gets so easily misread. Now someone's trying to give you a hand job in a bathtub trough urinal.
Or the opposite of the spectrum, all of a sudden they want to fight. And it's like, how? What? What am I supposed to do? It's a trough.
I don't want
to
fight you, my dick's out.
Right? Hey, that's not how this goes. So, damn it.
Nothing kills my need to go than walking in and seeing a trough urinal.
Yeah.
Like, I walk, like, I'd be like, yo, oh, I should have gone. I gotta go so bad. Like, oh, I'm about to burst. I'll walk in and see that bitch. And I'm like, you know what? I'll sweat it out.
Yeah.
It's fine. I actually don't need to go anymore.
Yeah. This is gonna come out before us.
It
like a chicken.
It passed. I'm okay.
Or, it's like, is there a stall? But then it's like, do I feel like, man, I gotta be that dude going and taking up a stall? Should I go pee? Because I don't want to be in the circle of dicks.
Nah, fuck
that.
This is America. Do whatever you want.
That's true. I'll piss in the trash can before I piss out. What are you gonna do? Stop. I paid my money.
It's the same thing, right? It's the same thing.
At least I got a little bit of cover on the trash can. Pissing in R2-D2's face. This is my life.
stupid. But valid.
Yeah.
Incredibly valid.
In one of those special lemonade cups. Just leave it somewhere for somebody. Like. So, here's another thing. So, the fair also exploits humans, right? Like, there's some human rights travesties going on in, like, their workplaces and stuff that they do there. I was in Walgreens the other day after work. Just stopped by. There's some dude in there talking. He was an older gentleman. Had, like, walked with a cane, right? And he was like, oh, yeah, I do security at the fair. I did it last year. It was too much. I didn't want to do it this year. But I have friends that still do it. So, for most of the fair stuff, a lot of it's volunteers, you know, for like, the other stuff. With low pay. When I hear low pay, I'm thinking like minimum wage. You know what I mean?
Right.
No. So security at the fair, like the volunteers, the people that are just walking around at the fair that are supposed to like, you know, help guide people with security and stuff.
Yeah.
First off, they have to work from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's 12-hour shifts.
Okay.
You get three like 10-minute breaks and a lunch. Right.
Okay.
You cannot sit outside of those breaks or lunch. You get paid $3 an hour.
How?
Unless you work the entire thing, right? Every single day, the entire thing. Then they'll bump your entire, you don't get paid for the whole thing until it's over. They'll bump it up to $4 an hour.
How? No, I'm legit. How is that legal?
Right? Because it's basically like a volunteer thing. And I'm like, oh, but here, you know.
Oh, you're volunteering, and here's like a per diem or some little gestural thing.
Yeah. So it's like we're tight. And like I said, this dude on a cane. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I know that he's not somebody that's trying to be on his feet for 12 fucking hours a day.
Right.
Like, wow. Way to go after the disenfranchised.
Right?
You know, like, it's...
That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, that's highly inappropriate.
Yeah. I was looking at him like, nah, bro, it couldn't be me. Like, I can't think of anything that would be worth me doing. I can't think of anything that I enjoy enough to be, like, 12 hours a day on my feet for $3 an hour. $36 a day.
Man, you got me fucked up.
And you still got to pay taxes on that shit because technically you're going to get a W-2 for it.
Yo, I'm so mad. Right?
Right? How horrible is that?
I can see someone like being like, oh, but like I made like $400 in a week or whatever. You know what I mean? Like trying to, you know, justify that
shit.
Right. But you also put in 12 hours a day.
Right.
Physical labor in the heat outside.
Yeah.
In honestly a very tense situation because there are a lot of motherfuckers at this
thing. Right. A lot of drunk motherfuckers at this thing.
Yeah. Oh, because there are fights all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually part of the part that I do live for. Like,
right, you want to see that. The ignorance.
I want to see it. I hear about it. Listen, I'm trying to be at ground zero.
I'm like way back. So I'll be like scoping shit out, like way down the way. Like, oh, it's about to pop off like 90 yards. Let me take a bite out of my whatever while I sit here and watch. Like,
I'm going to get up on this hill so I can see better.
Yeah. I gotta climb the hill and I'm not trying to do that either. Like, I'm so not excited about this.
You know, yeah, I love the notion of the fairgrounds. Like, I've been there like when it's like off season shit, and it's like really cool spaces, a lot of amazing buildings,
and nice cool architecture. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, the design and the layout of the fairgrounds is honestly quite beautiful.
Yeah,
but you know, I think in my truest and honest self, it's just so many people.
Yeah,
I think it's really what it comes down to is just
so
it's like
bodies.
It's the density of all those bodies.
I don't like waiting in lines, and the entire thing is a long line.
Yeah,
like everywhere you go is a fucking line.
Yeah, you're getting in line for something. So even if you can just get in a building.
Yeah,
it's like
because you got choke points. You got to make sure you make your way through. Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm really excited for you.
Legit, the shit I do for family. Like I just said, I don't drink, but I might take a shot before I go. Like, I don't know, man. I gotta do something to get me like.
Getting in that zone somehow.
That's just something.
Sending thoughts and prayers.
Same, yeah, exactly, because we all know how useful that is. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing with my afternoon, evening. Hopefully, we're not going to like after 5, where it's like cooler.
Yeah, the sun will be going down.
You know, maybe hopefully people, it's Saturday, so hopefully people have like, will go out early and will have had their fill, so it won't be as many people.
Sure. Coordinate that Saturday night wave.
Right. Well, I'm hoping if we're going to like 5 that I'll miss that.
Yeah.
Like, let's go from 5 to 7 and then be done.
Yeah.
And then all the people that want to come out for whatever, like the evening concerts and all that shit is, we can get our lovely innocent children out of there.
Were there any acts on the
bandstand
that
fucking know, dude. I don't care about this thing.
That's what I'd ask. Maybe you heard something.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Because I know like Pentatonix was here. Okay. Is here? Was here?
Is that this year?
I think so.
Is it?
Okay. I see the ad right? Maybe I misread it.
I don't know. I mean, they're dope, but you know, I got Spotify out.
Lazy.
I don't like it. I don't like anything about it.
The way I said that reminded me about Jay-Z and his shenanigans with the NFL.
Oh yeah,
what do you think about that?
I
know it's a little off topic, but like,
no, you're good. I actually forgot about that. That could have been something we could have talked about today. Because there's a lot of thoughts.
We have some time.
We got a little time. I personally did go through with the boycott of the NFL. I haven't watched any NFL the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And then this year I was like, all right, well, you know, Cap took his money. Is it over? Like, do I have to like actively avoid it? Like, I'm not going to seek it out because, again, I'd have to pirate that shit because I'm on a regular TV, which I do all through the NBA season because I enjoy NBA. So I'll go and watch an NBA game, no problem.
Yeah.
Football, I guess after this boycott, I realized how little I care about it.
Really?
So, like, I'm just like, at this point, just like, all right, whatever. Like,
it's like just a thing over there. Yeah. These people are doing.
Cool. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was a Bears fan. Now I just really don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah. You know,
like,
yeah.
That's what it is. And so for this whole thing with Jay-Z, part of it feels like a big plot. Like, he was.
I feel that way too.
Like he knew what he was doing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm one of the biggest acts, married to one of the biggest acts in the world, if not the biggest act in the world. I turned down the Super Bowl after they asked me about it, and now all. And then there was this whole thing with like Diddy wanting to be a part owner and doing this whole this, that, and the other. And now here comes Jay-Z with this exclusive deal for like talent, so he'll have a word in every Super Bowl halftime performance for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Talking about inking a deal about him being a partial owner to an NFL team.
Yeah, I feel like he just really he hustled his way to the table.
Yeah.
Like he's able to keep turning them down enough until it's like, well, then what do you want?
Right.
And then you can action in, I want a piece of the NFL.
Yeah.
And now he's like a real boss.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being talent.
Right.
Or whatever.
So, I mean, like, if he does something dope for the... If he does something dope for the whole movement, because they have, like, the NFL Cares thing where they've tried to, like, put on this front like they give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because, you know, black dollars. Which
that PR,
again
bro.
Is
that
what
PR.
This comes down to with Jay-Z is black dollars.
Yeah.
I don't know if he does become a part owner. Is he gonna get Cap signed? Would Cap say yes?
Well,
at this point,
I saw an interview where they basically asked that question.
Yeah.
And
when Jay was like, "Oh,
it's not about a job."
Yeah.
Or they said it's not about a job.
Yeah.
Like. The kneeling, or they asked him, would you stand or kneel? That's what they asked him. And he gave this kind of like weird dancing around question.
Yeah, we're past kneeling.
Yeah, we're past that. And it's not about a job. Like, it was about bringing awareness to the thing. And he's not wrong in that. And I think there's a part of me that like agrees, but also like disagrees with the way he may have like expressed that sentiment. Because it's not about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Yeah, it's not.
And so, like, all right, so what?
He's a face to a movie.
Yeah, so does he get a job? Okay, cool. Like, I guess. Does it do anything? No, it doesn't. Like, resolving that actually does nothing for the actual purpose for why this whole thing even started at all. So to keep talking about Colin Kaepernick seems like
it seems unnecessary.
It seems like insulting, really.
Yeah. But on the same hand, he was a very vocal supporter of him. JJ was a very vocal supporter of his
troop.
He had a lot of negative things to say. You know, he was part of the ones that, if I remember correctly, he was down for the boycott and shit like that. But I hear a lot of talk about people saying, is Jay-Z a sellout? And I feel like we're long past that conversation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you want to talk about Jay-Z being a sellout, you got to go back to the album release with Samsung.
Right. Right. Yeah, if you're talking about selling out, like, this goes
this
farther back.
This happens a long-ass time ago.
Exactly.
So, like, you're worried about the wrong thing.
Yeah.
With this,
honestly, before this cabinet thing, like, you see athletes or you see entertainers out and like with different things. I've never heard Jay-Z talk about football a day in my fucking life. Yeah. Like, I see him, Beyonce, at basketball games,
all the time.
LeBron and shit like that. I've never heard, like, and having listened to Jay-Z's entire catalog, there are no NFL lines that come to mind. Ever. Yeah. Like, I don't really think that Jay-Z gives a fuck about football.
Right.
I don't think Jay-Z's ever given a fuck about football.
No, I think so either.
I think Jay-Z is doing his best to use his platform to empower black people.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he can make some waves in doing so.
Yeah.
And I think y'all are really having the wrong conversation when asking if he's a sellout. Jay-Z sold out a long ass time ago. Jay-Z knows what he needs to do to get these seats at the table.
Well, and that's actually the point that I think is really important and really valuable, is the notion of, like, you can't actually change a system until
from
you're
the outside.
Inside. Yeah, you have to be in it to do anything.
Right. Otherwise, now, the question talking is, about it.
Will he? I don't know. That only time will tell.
Yeah.
But he's setting himself up to be able to.
Yeah.
Or he's also setting himself up to just make just a gang of money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's already a billionaire.
Yeah.
And a part owner of the Nets.
The Nets.
So, right. And that franchise has absolutely turned around since Jay-Z has been involved. Mm-hmm. The Barclays Center and all this and the other. Like, now it's the New York franchise. And it's like they moved it to Brooklyn and all this and the other. So who knows what he's going to be able to do with the NFL. Like, my cousin Richard is a Jets fan. He's like, well, shit, maybe Jay-Z will be a part of, we'll move the Jets to fucking Brooklyn and get our own stadium finally. Like, so, I mean, there's people that are open to it that are bigger fans of the sport and shit than I am. And, hell, yeah. Even bigger fans of Jay-Z than I am. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like all of it, it feels very calculated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what business is. That's what successful business people do. Is,
oh, yeah.
Think steps ahead.
Oh, yeah. And it's always
out the end goal and then what they need to do to get to said end goal.
Yeah, because the thing is, a conversation like that is not something that happened overnight.
Yeah.
Or this week.
Yeah.
Or this month. Like, this is a move that's been, I would say, telegraphed for who knows how long. Because, you know, like, you have the conversation, then you got to check out with these people and this people and the negotiations. Like you don't just one day, like, oh, by the way, now you're this or that.
Yeah.
That's not how business at that level works.
You've been thinking about this.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vested interest from a lot of different parties. You don't just,
One thing that I will, that I'm looking forward to about it are going to be all of the angry white people because of this. Like, because there's so many that I thought that, oh, this is bad. Like, if you thought that the NFL was, like, pandering to black people before.
Like, that definitely is at least a piece of the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like, because there is a recognition of, like, doing business with Sean Carter means something. You know what I mean? Like, this is that he was that rapper that was hanging out with the president.
Yeah.
He is married to Beyonce. Yeah. You know, like,
who gave the best Super Bowl halftime performance since Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, you're talking about
Beyonce brought the Black Panthers to the Super Bowl. What do you really think Jay-Z is going to do when Beyonce has completely transformed Jay-Z's image into something much more Afrocentric?
It's true.
She is all in that nigga's ear.
Right.
And the NFL's about to be black as shit. Like, that might be the part that's entertaining enough to get me to go back and watch. It's to be like, man, this is so black.
But at the same time, it's also kind of, like, funny to me that, like, you would have to go through all of that stuff to then be in the conversation to do something that, like, you don't just have some black person that you don't know.
Right.
That's like, oh, I'm going to be, like, part owner of da-da-da. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's the wild thing about it, because, like, you think about the owners of these teams. Do you know their names? Like, if they came and sat down next to you, would you be like, oh, you're the owner of the Bills?
Like, maybe
whatever,
two of them.
Right?
Like, two of them. Jerry Jones for the Cowboys.
Right.
The dude that, for the Patriots, that just got popped in the sex scandal.
Oh, yeah. But, exactly. Out of how many franchises?
Though? Yeah, like 32. You know, I know two of them.
Or how many owners?
Right.
Because, I mean, like, usually it's not one owner for a franchise. It's usually, you know, a board or whatever.
Right.
So it's like, you think about that, and how many just, like, regular old people, some white ass dude,
well, and here's
or
the thing too,
you know, whatever.
As far as those richest lists, Jay-Z's relatively broke compared to a lot of these dudes that have stake in these teams.
Yeah.
Jay-Z crossed $1 billion this year, and you're now sitting in a room with people that have net worths of $30, $40, $50 billion.
Yeah. That's wild to me.
You know?
That's
so, like, so then it also comes into, like, okay, how much is this just a pandering move? Be like, oh, look, we've got one of the biggest rappers ever in the room. You know, be quiet.
Right.
Like, shut up. He's here.
Yeah, we got a token.
You know? Like, I don't know. So, like I said, for me, honestly, it doesn't matter because I've been over the NFL. Like, when I realized that the boycott was super easy because I didn't miss it, like, okay. Like, at some point, it's not even being a boycott. It's just, I just don't fucking care.
Anymore. Yeah, exactly. Like,
and then Cap got the Nike deal, so I'm like, oh, he's winning. Regardless if he took $100 million from the NFL or the reported possible $8 million from the NFL, whatever. He got a lifetime contract with Nike, just like LeBron. Like, Cap's good.
Yeah, he's, yeah, exactly. he's got good. That bag. Like, yeah. And that's the thing, is it was never really about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
He became the face of it, but it's like, it's not about him. It's never been about
him. Definitely go down in the history books as being one of the most disruptive modern social
people. Oh yeah.
So shout out to him.
That's a legacy. That's some real shit.
I don't know. I guess I just don't care.
Today just seems to be just full of apathy, huh?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe it's the millennial in me, like the older millennial in me, like. I got real shit to worry about, and
like, not literally the little game you're playing over there,
right?
that minimizing shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, your little football league.
Exactly.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, y'all got a little halftime performance today. Oh, okay. That's awesome.
It's cute. It's cute.
I wish you nothing but the best. I'm not watching. Yeah. But I wish you nothing but the best.
Right. I'll check it out if I remember.
Yeah, is it gonna be on YouTube later? Can I no? Maybe it'll come across my Facebook feed. I'll
check it out if it happens.
37 seconds before I get bored and scroll
on
to the next thing.
I don't know.
Shit.
I love it though.
Yeah, I just don't.
You know, it's. I guess. There's been a lot of, like I said, apathy. I want to turn around before we take this thing home. There's a show I've been just obsessed with called Hot Ones on YouTube.
Yeah.
They just finished their 9th season, nice. which is wild to me.
Yeah.
It has not been on for 9 years, but they've somehow come up with 9 seasons worth of content.
I think they do like the biannual, like basically two a year.
Yeah. and God, it's so good. And I watched one. And that one then became like 20.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched the Strictly Dumpling Channel yet? Because that's what happened to me with it. I'm gonna send you a link.
Please.
Yeah, because
Link me
again, because they opened a hot pot place here, and this is a YouTube channel that got me so interested in wanting to try hot pot.
Yeah,
so I'll send you one of those links. But back to what you were saying.
Yeah, hot ones. So the first time I saw it, there was a part of it that was like the Schadenfreude of like watching these celebrities like
punish themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Cry and wince and snot. Scream and all. Yeah, like. And then it turned into, like, this weird sympathy of, like, oh, no, she's suffering. Oh, help
her baby.
Help him.
She needs some milk.
Bring him some more milk.
Speaking of milk, did you see the Aubrey Plaza one?
Yeah, where she snorts the milk. Yeah. She said it helped.
Yeah, I mean,
soothing.
I'm, like, low-key in love with Aubrey Plaza, but, again, it's because I like Mean Girls. Like, so. but even seeing that, I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
but if that helps.
And so, like, it's really interesting to me. And then it turned into my own kind of just like morbid curiosity of like, well, but how hot is that really?
You know, you can order the sauce.
I know you can. I mean, they've streamlined their whole program into really interesting. You know, where they're selling merchandise, they're making their own hot sauces. They're doing these little special crossover deals with other. You know, manufacturers and all this stuff. And
doing like micro shows with different, like they did the one with the kids from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So it was like a mini episode.
Yeah. And for those who are not familiar, it's real, real simple. 10 wings, each one in crescendoing heat.
Yeah. Scoville units, if you will.
I don't know who that Scoville person is, but.
Or
how they came up with a measurement system.
Yeah.
But for reference, Sriracha is really popular.
Mm hmm.
That's about 2,200 Scoville units.
Yeah.
Their hottest one was like 2 million.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember if it was one or two.
Yeah, 2 million.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, in the show, he asks questions, you know, and so basically any celebrity that has something going on, they're promoting this shit. Like,
come plug it.
Idris Elba was just on,
right?
You know, because he's got the Fast and Furious movie or whatever. So, like, I love that they take a bite and then he pushes the question.
Yeah. Like, so, like you gotta suffer through.
Yeah, yeah. But the first few are like real, real mild. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're tolerable. Yeah. And they're like incrementally hotter. So it's like, oh, this is fine. I'm having a good time. And then you get to like wing 7. And then the shit just starts like...
All of a sudden gets exponentially higher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, oh, this one's like 10,000. The next one's 100,000. Why?
What?
Why?
What happened?
And the next one's 600,000. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, to see you sweat and
right,
cry.
Right, exactly, exactly. And the host is so funny to me because like he's really good at finessing them into like not backing down.
Because uh-huh.
like you see that pause. Like they're suffering.
Right.
Like they're like, my lips are bleeding. I can't feel
and
nothing.
He puts the ball in their court.
Yeah, and he's like, well, you know,
tradition dictates,
right? Or you know, you've already gone this far. Like you might as well. Like you already hurt. You might as well just finish them.
Right.
Oh well, you put it
you're
that way.
You're gonna hurt regardless.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it just brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
But then it got me thinking that we should try something spicy.
I'm with it.
You with? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know who's got the heat around here in town. Obviously, listeners, if you have any suggestions.
And not the Buffalo Wild Wings Blazing Challenge.
Yeah, no, that's whack and garbage.
I don't want no national chain shit.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm good. Thank you. So, none of that.
Yeah.
But if you have any suggestions or any ideas for us to try something, like, I'm here for it. And that guy, Ride, just said.
Yeah, I'm down.
He just co-signed this. Yeah. There's one that comes to mind. The Diablo burrito from Abelardo / Maria's / Lena's /...
You know, are they all owned by the same
family? I have no idea.
I mean, that wouldn't really surprise me. It'd be kind of tough, actually.
But the menus are identical.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even think about that when I wanted those aside of fries. I could have just gone to Maria's like 2 doors down.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It wasn't meant to be, clear.
You done fucked up there, bro.
Oh, well.
Or it's like, maybe there's like a divorce. I was like, I'm taking half the restaurants. Yeah. And I'm putting my name on it.
Maria! Por qué Maria?
So a few years back, they rolled out this menu item. And, you know, it seemed really appetizing because it's steak and shrimp and french fries and rice and lettuce and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's apparently also straight Baya. Mm. That might be the one.
Okay.
Unless some other, you know.
I mean, we can always start with that one.
Yeah.
And, like, see where it goes.
Right? Right? So, yeah. We're throwing it out there. If you have any suggestions of places where we can find some real heat,
mm-hmm.
we're going to check it out. And we're going to do our first filmed promo.
Hey.
Trying spicy things.
Yeah.
A little shout out to Hot Ones. And
thanks for the inspo.
Yeah. And see if we can...
Yeah, see if they can make us cry.
Right.
Y'all gonna see us like snotting on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here for it. I don't know. Fuck it.
I ain't scared.
Let's try it. I don't know. Anything else you want to plug before we take it home?
Again, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, make sure you go do that because we are still we're working on this soul food thing. So if you think you got what it takes,
yeah, no, that's actually really exciting. You know, we're trying to grow some things, and I think that's really cool that you know, like we've, you know, we're you know in the middle of our second season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. The notion of being able to kind of grow what Drinks with Friends is and do some interesting things. We've met so many interesting people, but it's like, how can we get more involved in the community?
Right.
And so we've been kicking around this idea of doing a soul food showdown
mm-hmm.
and being able to bring people together. If you think you got the sauce,
yeah,
you think you really throw down in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and you can really, you know, put your foot in it, as they would say.
Right.
We want to see that. We want to help facilitate that and bring some awesome people together and have some good food. And
get your name out there.
Or you're trying to get your startup.
Yeah.
And this is the where you're trying to make moves. Like, come and throw down.
Yeah, Dano with Mammy Titty.
This could be the moment. Food. This could be everything.
That's true.
Or that dark horse that like has that real good cobbler that you just didn't see coming.
No.
You know, like. White friends that say that you can really throw down in the kitchen and you know that you got the goods.
Yeah, let's see it. You know what I'd like to see?
What's up?
I want to see one of the chefs from Bubba go up against like people that cook like real soul food at home.
Yeah.
If you place, I'll come to your restaurant. Otherwise, I'm not going to that shit.
The real challenge. So yeah, keep your eyes and ears open for that, because that's developing. Or if you know somebody that really, you know, knows how to slay in the kitchen,
yeah,
let them know. Some more details will come out shortly,
yep,
we hope. I think this will be great.
Yeah.
I'm just here to host and eat right. some food and see what's good.
Exactly.
So we are not biased.
Yep.
We are not even involved in the judging process.
That's right.
Do not add us. Do not side-eye us. Do not accuse us.
For real. Because we're trying to be as impartial as possible.
Yeah, we're just personalities.
Yeah.
We're just a couple big dudes that want to eat.
Yeah, yeah. Just want to eat some soul food and, you know, interact with the people. So,
damn right.
If you want to hang out with us whilst eating some dope-ass soul food,
it's for the people. It's for the people.
We out here.
Yes. So, again, of course, thank you for listening. Follow us on the socials.
Yep.
Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, like, share, tell your friends, drop a comment, yep, jump in the conversation.
Yeah. Smoke signals, you know, skywriting banners.
You might be a little more in tune with
Native
smoke
American
signals than me.
I mean, I told you what I was about to do before I go to this fair. So
all the smoke signals.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right. About to be bad.
You're damn right. And of course, this podcast is brought to you by Andro DSM. Power Up
and Susie Sweet Treats. Secret ingredient is love, not cocaine. Next week, we're digging a little deep next week.
Yeah.
We'll have a guest next week, licensed therapist, Dr. Kenneth Cameron, to talk about mental health in the Black community. So
I'm ready.
This week was a little light. Next week's going to be a little heavy, because that's what we do. We bring you the realness
always,
both ends of the spectrums.
Always.
So catch us next week. Same Black time.
Same Black channel.
All right. Peace.